Everybody, it is Singles Day. Well, that's the word on the street, at least, and I'm here for it. Happy Singles Day to all my single people. I hope you're having an amazing day. I just want to share some thoughts, some things that the Lord put on my heart for myself, but I also feel like it's for me to share with you all as well. And so anyway, we're going to get into it. Singles got something to say. Stay tuned.
Hold up, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some virtue in it. Hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some virtue in it.
Everybody, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. My thing with this podcast is that I don't want to just record something just to record. So there's not really a true set schedule for the episodes. And I try to make it sort of along the same, you know, frequency, like bi-weekly or at one point, I think I was going to try every week. But anyway, I never announced the frequency on purpose because I'm like, hey, I don't want to just do something just to do it. I don't want to just record. And there was a delay because I did have certain topics that I wanted to, you know, talk about on the podcast. But the Lord had different plans. My next episode was supposed to be about platonic relationships with the opposite sex. Can males and females truly, just be friends and there be nothing else attached to it? And that's something I'll say for a later date. But I was just felt led to share some things that the Lord has been dealing with me on, and I'll be transparent because I think that's good for us to, you know, be authentic and honest. And of course, you can't always share everything with everybody, but I don't think we're ever supposed to be fake because I do believe that we're supposed to operate in truth as we live life as believers. So anyway, but I was October 26th to be exact. I usually do, you know, my notes when I feel the Lord putting things on my heart or dealing with me about certain things. And this phrase came to mind, and it's this phrase based off of a phrase that I did not create, but you know, when they say absence makes the heart grow fonder, and this thought came to mind, and I believe it was the Lord, and it was absence makes the heart grow colder. And I was like, ooh, okay. What's that about? And I thought about, and this is not about like anybody not going to church or, you know, because there's this whole thing going on online and in person, you know, people just, sometimes I think being a little too harsh, judging people who are not showing up in the brick and mortar church building. And I'm all for the scripture that says, you know, forsake not the assembling of yourselves as is the manner or the custom of some. I believe in showing up. I believe in being in place. I know the enemy loves to isolate people. So I'm not at all advocating for anyone to just stay away from church or stay away from assembling themselves. I'm also not advocating for us to be judgmental because we don't know all the things about everybody's circumstances. And I believe in the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost's ability to convict us of sin, to convict us of, you know, things that we need to surrender to him and, you know, and to just kind of show us when we are tripping, And so I don't like to play Holy Ghost to anybody. I do believe we should speak the truth in love. I do believe in iron sharpening iron. I do believe in accountability. I do believe that sometimes people may tell you something that may upset you, but they needed to tell you. I do believe in that. So I hope you hear my heart, but I do think sometimes we have an imbalance in like trying to check people and correct people, and we don't even know what's going on. You know, like for real, like we don't even know their address, but we trying to, you know, like we don't even have that kind of relationship or that kind of closeness to even really speak into their life on that level. You know what I mean? It's just like I heard somebody say, excuse me, y'all, you know, don't try to discipline my child if you ain't never loved on my child. And so I just kind of, I'm like that when it comes to dealing with people. Like, I don't want to be going hard in the paint trying to check somebody or correct them or whatever, and I don't even like say hey to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think we got to kind of balance that out. So all that to say, this is not a podcast where I'm trying to check somebody about not coming to church or anything like that. It's because it's more than a, you can be absent and actually be in a physically somewhere and be absent mentally and emotionally. You know what I'm saying? You can, I can be showing up and be in place, but my heart's not there. I'm not really there with you. And so it's talking about absence in more than just the physical sense is what I believe the Lord was trying to talk to me about. And so anyway, I'm just going to share some thoughts that the Lord gave me regarding showing up. Okay. So showing up helps us see for ourselves what's really happening. It provides us with context, and it helps reveal any false accusations that we may have made to somebody. Even if we didn't make the accusation verbally, but in my mind, I'm like, yeah, you did, da 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 da, or you, whatever, whatever, whatever. And it's like, but sometimes when we show up, we get to see like whether or not our assessment of that person or that situation is accurate. Because sometimes we're going off of hearsay, and the hearsay could very well be the enemy planting a seed in your mind about a person. And that's why the Bible talks about, you know, taking captive the thoughts, you know, that will try to exalt themselves against the true knowledge of God. And we lead those thoughts captive back into the obedience of Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And yeah, so showing up places or in situations and being present, like I said, you could be somewhere and you could kind of check out mentally and emotionally. You're there, your body's there, but you just kind of going through the motions. But when you show up fully and even kind of like emotionally invest, you know, in a moment or in a situation or with a person, you get to really see, you know, what's happening versus like, I'm assuming this is what's happening. I'm assuming this is what they meant. I'm assuming this is the type of person they are. You get to actually see what's what, you know, for the most part, you know. So, yeah, showing up helps us to see for ourselves what's really happening. We get context. And again, it helps reveal any false accusations we created in our minds. Showing up also helps me. And I know I'm not alone. I don't think I'm alone on this, but it helps us to exit the echo chamber. Forgive my little fumbling of words, but it helps us to exit the echo chamber created by me just replaying my thoughts, you know, which could be true, but not helpful to keep repeating. Or it could also be a false narrative I've created. And, you know, I'm not going to gaslight myself. You know, don't gaslight yourself. Some stuff is what it is. What you saw is true. What you heard is true. What you're feeling about the situation makes sense. You know, it's understandably so. However, when we show up and we get out and we get around other people, or we really kind of fully, like I said, become present in a situation, we kind of can exit out of like just my thoughts, just what I feel, you know. So showing up helps us to exit the echo chamber. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Showing up also allows me to surrender to God by providing an opportunity for me to relinquish control. So sometimes me not showing up or being present, and again, I want to make sure I'm clear that it's not just about the physical absence. Like I said, I'm even talking about your emotional, you know, absence, or your mental checking out, you know, and even though you're there physically. But showing up helps me, or allows me to surrender to God. When I say, okay, Lord, I'm showing up, I'm going to be present, I'm going to be invested, it gives me an opportunity to let go of control. Because sometimes me not showing up is me trying to control something, right? Whether it's me trying to protect myself. And then sometimes it's me feeling like God, you know, subconsciously, you know, feeling like God can't protect me in a situation, you know. But showing up for real allows me to surrender to God by providing an opportunity for me to relinquish control and to trust Him to be my front and my rear guard, to remember and put into action, you know, my memory that He goes before me. He's behind me. He surrounds me. He's got me, you know, and whatever is going on, He has your back. He does not play about you. So when we show up, we give God a chance to be who He is. I mean, He's not going to stop being God, but sometimes we miss out on the opportunity to have Him be our protector, you know, to fight the fight for us, you know? So, yeah. Then also showing up helps us to face ourselves. And I speak for me. Showing up helps me to face myself. It helps me to see Sonya a little better. I get to be aware of any attempts that of my flesh, you know, to trying to rise up. You know, I get to recognize, like, ooh, my flesh is trying to rise up. So it's like, did my attitude shift when I saw a certain person? Did I feel a little twinge of jealousy or anger or bitterness? Did I get bored because it wasn't me talking or it wasn't me in the forefront? Am I projecting my unresolved trauma and my issues onto someone else? Am I creating false narratives under the guise of discernment? Am I caring for people or just expecting them to care about me? Does God's acceptance fuel me, or am I driven by the acceptance and approval of people? Am I willing to respectfully go to my brother or sister about a concern or an offense, or am I brooding and becoming passive aggressive? So, yeah. And this kind of showing up, when I say showing up, helps me to face myself, it requires a self-awareness. And I think what I've noticed is I'm, you know, number one, looking at myself, and also situations that I'm aware of, like if somebody had me praying for them about something, or, you know, even in my career, my workplace. You know, sometimes I'm realizing that there is a lack of self-awareness in many humans, you know, and I'm guilty of it at times, you know. But showing up with self-awareness, and that's been my prayer, Lord, help me to see myself, you know, not see myself in terms of like just praying, Lord, bless me, I want to see the blessings for myself. But no, seeing like, wow, I be tripping, you know, like, oh, wow, Lord, yeah, I need you to help me with that, because that's not okay, the way I've handled this, or ooh, even the way I'm seeing my brother or my sister, that's not okay. You know, showing up with a new level of what I call Holy Spirit-led self-awareness, because you can be self-aware in other ways and it still kind of be like real shallow, you know what I mean? But to be self-aware as the Holy Spirit is leading you, like, really is more so like just the Holy Spirit convicting you and showing you the log in your own eye, you know, showing you those areas, ooh, where your flesh still kind of takes the lead, you know. So showing up with self-awareness in mind can be a powerful tool of self-discovery and self-regulation. You know, I don't want to have a reprobate mind. I don't want to not know, like, I'm tripping in a certain area. I don't want to be blinded to the things that need to die in me, you know. And I pray a prayer often, you know, and I thank God for His word. I pray a prayer often from the Psalms. And I believe it's, I don't want to misquote the scripture. I believe it's Psalms 19. I don't want to misquote it, Lord. But basically, the psalmist is like saying, Lord, you know, who can know their unintentional sin? Who can know that? You know, and he goes on to, you know, say, Lord, you hear this Psalm 19, verse 12, and the psalmist writes, who perceives his unintentional sins? Cleanse me from my hidden faults. Moreover, keep your servants from willful sins. Do not let them rule me. Then I will be blameless and cleansed from blatant rebellion. And then here's the one, the verse that's really popular, which is a great verse, a word of God. Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So I find myself praying that prayer daily because I really do not want to not see myself in every way, like in the stuff that needs to change and the stuff in areas where I can do better. I really want to honor God with my life. And I believe many of you listening want to do the same thing. And so when we show up, you know, with the self-awareness that's led by the Holy Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit helps us to see like, oh yeah, yeah, let's fix that. Let's not use that tone of voice. Let's not say that about that person. Let's, you know, let's pray. You know, the Holy Spirit will help you, you know, regulate. And it allows us, you know, showing up with self-awareness allows us to join forces with the Holy Spirit versus resisting the conviction that the Holy Spirit brings. So, yeah, those are just things the Lord put on my heart. And I had something totally different I wanted to talk about. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, what about the singles? But he was like, the singles need to know this too. Everybody needs to know this. The single life is life. You know, it's not this compartmentalized way of living that God does not get to be a part of. It's just the marital status. You know, we're not married, you know, but we still belong to the Lord and he still wants to get the glory out of our lives. So anyway, this is relevant to us. And so, as I was, like I said, I felt the Lord putting all this on my heart and I put it in my notes. And then I got to this part. Yes, I got to the part where the Lord was showing me moments where showing up may not be the thing to do, that there are some times where we do not need to show up. But before I get to that, I'm going to just recap. Number one, showing up helps us to see for ourselves what's really happening. We don't have to go by hearsay or what somebody said or what we think might be happening, but we can actually see for ourselves in some cases. Number two, showing up helps us to exit the echo chamber that's created by replaying a false narrative in our mind. Number three, showing up allows us to surrender to God and let him take control of the situation. Number four, showing up helps us to face ourselves, especially if we show up with the Holy Spirit led self-awareness, if that makes sense. Well, we're aware in a way of the things we have going on that need to change, the things that are happening within me, like if my flesh is trying to rise up versus me allowing myself to be led by the Holy Spirit. Number five, well, there's no number five, but now we get to the part where I feel like the Lord was speaking to me about times when not showing up is okay. And the verse that came to mind was from Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. An Amplified version reads, do not give that which is holy to dogs. And do not throw your pearls before pigs, for they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. And as I was looking at that verse, and I looked up in the commentary, using Dr. Tony Evans, the Tony Evans Bible commentary on Matthew 7:6. And he talks about, there are people who despise spiritual things. And you have to recognize when to refuse to give what is precious in God's sight to those who refuse to value spiritual things. And then he goes on to say, or he says prior to that part, that we have to know how to discern who the dogs and the pigs are. So we have to be careful, like just praying that we can even discern that and that we're not just being judgmental or we just don't like a person and we start saying, you know, that's who that refers to. So it's we have to be real careful about that. But once you are able to discern that and you know that you're discerning properly, you use wisdom and refuse to give what is precious in God's sight to those who refuse to value spiritual things. So sometimes you don't show up for that reason. Yeah. And then another thing, another verse that came to mind was Psalm 1, where it says, you know, we're blessed when we don't, you know, stand in the way of sinners. We don't sit in the seat of the scornful. We don't walk in the way of the wicked, you know. So there's a time to pull back when you recognize, like, that's what's going to be happening if I show up in this situation. So, yeah, so there are times where you don't show up, you know. And, you know, another scripture that came to mind, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians, where it talks about bad company corrupts good manners. So there are times when you don't show up. And I believe a part of our walk entails us drawing close to God and he draws close to us and just learning what his voice sounds like and learning how to discern what is God and what is not. One thing I know about God is that he does not contradict his word. He does not change and become like, you know, kind of flip it based on a person's personal preference. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So that's a blessing. So his character does not change. I mean, we may relate to him in different ways because we each have a one-on-one relationship, but the commandments are not going to change. His definition of holiness is not going to change, you know. But yeah, so all that to say, this word applies. Psalm 1 lets us know, you know, that he doesn't want us to hang out with people who influence us to sin and turn away from him. He does not want us to be around people who influence us to have little regard for God. They'll take him as a joke, take his commandments, his suggestions. So, yeah, so there are times when we don't show up. We don't pull up for everything. But it's never to look down or be condescending toward anybody, but it's to honor God. So anyway, just hope that encouraged you. I thank God for encouraging me and teaching me and just helping me to grow. You know, and that's my prayer for all of you who are listening, that you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Jesus, I pray that you come to know him. I pray that you become aware of his amazing love, of how special and dear you are to him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So there you have it, y'all. The singles got something to say, and I appreciate you listening. I pray that you've been encouraged, and I would just pray us out. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that truly is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you that you care about us. You know what people are dealing with. You know that there are people who have been hurt in different situations, whether it be a family situation, a work situation, a church situation, a friendship situation, even in a marriage. Oh God, there's people who listen who may be married, even someone in a romantic relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend. God, you know, a fiance, you know the situations, Lord, you know, situations that have caused people to not feel like showing up, whether it be them not showing up physically, whether it be them being present, but they've mentally checked out. They are not invested. They are not emotionally available for, you know, what may even be an understandable reason. But Lord, help them, help us, you know, to hear from you about when you are closing the door on a season. Help us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Help us not to be wise in our own eyes. Help us to be like the psalmist in Psalm 1. Lord, we don't walk, you know, according to the counsel of the ungodly. We're not, you know, standing in the way of sinners. We're not sitting in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your word, and we expect to hear a word from you on our next steps, that we will take heed to Proverbs 3:5-6, where we trust in you with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you will direct our paths, and we will show up, God, in situations led by you, filled with your Holy Spirit, protected by you, knowing, God, that you have things for us to do, God. You want us to be present. You want us to be available. You want us to be surrendered to you. And I just pray against anything that will try to keep us from doing that. And I just pray that you'll help us to show up and allow you to work in our lives, to work in us and to work through us, to, you know, clean our hands and purify our hearts so that we can be vessels of honor. Lord, help us to show up, not because we are perfect or because any person deserves it, but God, we belong to you. Help us to present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. God, we belong to you. And you got us. You have us. You know every hurt, you know every wound, you know every reason we're afraid in some cases to show up. You know why we feel the need to protect ourselves. Whatever it is, you know, you understand and you are able to help. And I just pray that we will look to you because you're there, God. You don't leave us. You don't forsake us. And you understand. You understand better than we realize you do oftentimes. So, Lord, help us to trust you. Help our unbelief. Help us to show up. I rebuke the spirit of fear right now in Jesus' name, anxiety and worry in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the peace of Christ ruling our hearts. We love you, God. We honor you, and we trust you to help us show up. In Jesus' name, amen.